It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are cheated by the double tongues. Cheated by the double tongues.
Oh boy. Here we go again. That damn Grey Rider riding in, baby. That damn Two Feathers in the house. In your timeline, coming to awaken the souls and the spirits of many around the world. You're listening to the number one listener supporter station on the internet, on the globe, around the world. You're listening to it. You found it. That's us, Revolution Radio. And we get straight to the business of letting you know that when you think that there's nothing going on here, oh, yeah. It don't have to matter who brings what, where it comes from, out the woodworks. It may be a bunch of hype of what they saying, but you know what? Just like I say to old hijacker here at the station, you know, at least whenever he brings something, I try to take in consideration of what people say in our timeline, you know, because a lot of things are important that some people undermine. All right. Thank you, there, Omega Locos, listening in and glad to hear every listener. You know, a lot of people may be asleep at the wheel and don't really want to know or think that there's nothing really occurring and going on in our timeline. Well, you know, you could take it in that way or to me, information is important. And wherever it may come from, I mean, we can try to live in a higher realm of a higher conscious. Yeah, that's a beautiful place to be. And I live there myself because one way or the other, in my soul and spirit, I'm going to be a free man no matter what. No matter how high they crank the temperatures, no matter how strong they bring the winds. You know what? I walk with the Prince of Peace, and he calms the seas. And I just went through some terrible freaking weather tonight. And you know what? It wound up being calming down because, you know what, I gave all the praise and all the glory to him. And I knew he was the master of the calm of the sea. And you know what? That freaking weather went away like it was never here. But just like us, we like to let you know that we are here. And first and foremost, we like to do some house cleaning to let you know that what a beautiful station that this Revolution Radio is, that we can bring these types of information to your airwaves that you may be able to pick up on and receive it into your homes and into your automobiles or wherever you may be listening. That you know that this, when you damn well hear the two feathers in your radio, you're gonna hear something good. And to let you know that when other people tell you there's nothing going on, well, when you got some shiny brand new Abrams tanks going over there in Ukraine and fighting a proxy, you know what? If they're building them by the thousands and they're brand new Abrams tank, you can put your hands on it. You can believe that it's real. You see? I mean, you don't have to take it that it's just information. You can feel that it's real, and you bang on it, it'll break your freaking knuckles because you know it's real. Just like this information we give you right here. And you know what? And as long as you help become a supporter of this program and this platform, you know what? We keep continuing to stay on the air. So if you grab a pen and paper, I'll let you know of all the ways you can donate to this beautiful and wonderful station, right? So, and we let you know that they all lowercase, all one word, and it all heads up by the https://. And we here we go, the methods of donating to the station, right? As a reminder, these are the following ways in which the station can be supported. We have what's called a Patreon. The station is established on a Patreon. Monthly donations can be made via the Patreon page, but the donor must either be A, an existing patron, or B, sign up to become a member of Patreon in order to use this facility. If you wish to explore this option further, please use either of the following two links. The link to the station's donations, direct link to the station's Patreon sign-up page. Here is the first one, HTTPS thing. All lowercase, all one word, revolution.radio/donations with an S, .hotmail abbreviated, HTML. Second, HTTPS thing, www.patreon, patreon.com/revolutionradio. We have what's called a snail mail. Supporters of the station has the option to send checks and or money orders. You want to send either one. The station has a dedicated business account used for its financial transaction. The account is managed by Ms. Terry Ackerman, a.k.a. Lady Horse. And all checks and money orders are made payable to Revolution Radio and will be posted to Ms. Terry Ackerman. Last name Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. She can be reached at 1793 North Edon, E-D-O-N, Road. That's in Allen, Michigan, 49227. We have what's called a direct payment. It's a second option to support the station electronically. It can also be reached via the station donation page, link detailed above. The station's credit union online banking system called AutoBooks will enable a supporter to donate direct to the station using a credit or debit card, both singular and reoccurring monthly option. Singular and reoccurring monthly direct payment options are available. So please note that this facility is fully functioning for the United States and Canada only. Our understanding is the AutoBooks facility is still in the process of upgrading to a potentially global payments processing system. We will keep you updated on that progress. Cryptocurrency. I forgot to look at it yesterday. The station accepts support via cryptocurrency options. Currently accepted cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. These options are easily reached using the station's dedicated donations page. Link detailed above of what I gave you. The donor box. This is the international alternative to PayPal. It is similar to PayPal in this format, but simpler to use. Explore our donor box further. Please use either of the station's dedicated donations page. or the following direct link to our donor box page. And here's that direct link. HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word, donorbox.org/revolution-radio. They have a Zazzle store offering a range of T-shirts, coffee mugs, and mouse mats. The available items have a range of designs from Mr. Nighthawk, the originator of this platform, and you very well hear his wonderful voice here at Revolution Radio. And he has his original artwork to a mad painter. One of the members of the management team here at Revolution Radio has his newest creations in there, and you should go check that out. Beautiful stuff. Shout out to Mad Painter and the fam. The store is an ever-changing artistic work in progress, and we are continuing to expand on a range of products available. So if you wish to explore the store, we recommend that you do. Here's that link. HTTPS thing, www.zazzle.com/store/revradio. That's www.zazzle.com/store/rev radio. We hope that this clarifies the different methods available at the current time. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the management team. And we welcome you to the Two Feathers Show. That's what you're listening to right now in your radio. So, I had a couple things I want to awaken people to, you know, because this is what this show is all about. It's about consistently awakening people to what the hell is going on here. So that I just wanted to run down some numbers and what's that other thing? Oh, yeah. For the people that think that nothing's going on and, there's nothing to see here. We just want to let you know the realization of what is actually in the occurrence of what this thing that we don't see, because it's not on our doorstep yet, right? So people, and this what tonight is not about this, but I just wanted to put it down for people that still want to be asleep at the wheel, and to think that everything else is beautiful, so there's nothing to really worry about. But, you know, in the background, I just wanted people to know that this is just these beautiful items that are being on a continuation of headed in the direction of that pretty little thing that they call proxy, you know, that people continue to. Oh, that's another thing I wanted while I'm thinking about it. I heard that they already approved $1 billion to go to Zelensky, you know? And guess what? It's already earmarked for another $24-25 billion to be headed over there. You know, to be headed over there. So along with all of this beautiful money that they go ahead and send over, they want to be sending over there. Yeah, they only got 20 main battle tanks, Leopards, 1As. They got 28 track. Okay, let me get to it. Hold on. They got 28 track all-terrain vehicles. Vagen 206, BV 206. Yeah, they got some of those 28 track all-terrain vehicles. 138. MG3 for Leopard 2 mortar and dots. They have some ammunition for Leopard 1, I guess, tanks. They got 18 Leopard 2A6 main battle tanks with ammunition. So Germans sharing a joint project with further Leopard 2 operators. They got 40 infantry fighting vehicles mortar with ammunition from, I don't even know what that is, Bundeswehr and industry stocks, 50 MRAP vehicles, Dingo, all right, 54 M113 armored personal carriers, each with two MiG system Denmark upgrades financed by Germany. Yeah, all of that, you know. And, you know, for the people that continue to, yeah, they continue to want to try to, they keep looking, and I just kind of shared with the our host chat room, let me see if I can get to it real quick, of a meme that was so pretty that I couldn't help but to share it. And what it was like a split meme, and it shows General Milley on the top, and it shows Biden on the bottom, right? But check this out. It says, bad news, sir, is Milley's telling Biden. He said, bad news, sir, Russia traced some of your bank transfers from Ukraine. And on the bottom, it shows Biden telling him, damn, give the order to indict Trump. He was blaming everything on Trump, huh? Blame everything on Trump. So that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of make it like a little opening joking session. It's like, man, people are like, man, that joker needs to step down right now, boy. But I just wanted to shed a little light on, you know, like if you had to compare Trump to Bidenomics, you know, because we all hearing about Bidenomics, right? So Trump's blue collar boom versus Bidenomics. Okay, it's just like a little short thing right here. And I wanted to share it with you all so you all can share it with me. So it says Trump's blue collar boom versus Bidenomics, jobs created in the first 30 months under Trump. Okay, was 4.9 million jobs created. Under Biden, 2.1 million, right? And I heard Biden the other day, he was stating that, you know, oh, we created all these jobs. And you know what? When he tells you, and he brainwashes like probably the a lot of people in America that think that everything is nothing to see here, right? So people that don't think that there's nothing to see here, they ever give thought to maybe thinking that a lot of these jobs that he's talking about that he created are the jobs that maybe came back from the pandemic era, you know, that they would probably just bounce back, that the people were probably blessed to even get the job back. And then we, you know, we had the influx of immigrants. So if they came back, they probably had to accept lower pay. You know, people don't even give that any thought or much thought. You know, people that remains to see, there's nothing to see here. Real family incomes under Trump was up $6,400. Under Biden, it was down $4,000. Okay. Uh-oh. What is this? The gas prices. Trump. $1.87 a gallon. Biden, nearing $4 a gallon. And y'all probably in the upper states of California and Arizona and all these places probably even above, even beyond $4 a gallon. I just saw a freaking diesel just shot up from $4 a gallon to $4.30, $4.50 something a gallon. You know, mortgage rate under Trump, 2.65%. Biden, 7% interest. Inflation, Trump, less than 1.9%. Under Biden, record highs. Can't even freaking give you a percentage. Record highs. Regulatory cost per household. Okay? Regulatory cost per household. Trump, cut by $11,000. Under Biden, was raised by $10,000. Does that, how does that wake your senses up, huh? Does that kind of give you a little wake-up call there? I'm about to pass this wood yard, and I'm just afraid I'm going to drop off hotter than a rock. But I hope that, you know, that this is what I try to do, man. I try to wake people up. People that think that nothing to see here, nothing's going on, nothing's new. Yeah, well, keep thinking that. Keep thinking that. All of these shiny new Abrams are headed over there. Now I heard that in the wake of Poland or whatever, I don't know who's supposed to give it to them. Are they supposed to land them in Poland? But from what I gather, F-15s is supposed to go be headed over there. So you don't think that this thing is not going to be amplified once all of this occurs? And then I just heard last night, that one of the drones had landed over there in one of the NATO countries, right? So now they all in talks of wanting to find out that what they're going to do about that. So if it got shot down, you know, they looking for anything for NATO to get crunk up. And I heard that also that there was a drone or something. I don't know if it was a Mars 2 missile or something was headed over there to the capital in Russia, and they took it out. You know, so man, for people that don't think that anything's happening, you know, it's just like keep staying asleep. That's the best thing. Look, Mike Huckabee makes those beautiful commercials. You know, stay asleep or something. It's got, it comes in a 90-day formula. You know, you take that, you get a good night's rest. You better hope you got 8 hours to donate to that sleep. Yeah, if it's up to them, you'd stay asleep. That's why they put it on the bottle. Oh, boy. I tell you what, man. You try to wake these people up, man. You try to wake them up. And it's just like they want to stay asleep at the freaking wheel. And hang on one second. One little second. Yeah. Oh, boy. This is all fun. We definitely get it. You know, one way or the other, we're going to get it in our realization of what the hell's going on in real time, you see? Because, yeah, you heard that guy from, I don't know how many of y'all watched the 70s show, but that guy, they saying Danny Masterson, he got 30 years for something. I don't know what the hell is that about, but, yeah, I used to watch the 70s show. I don't know if y'all did, but it was pretty interesting and funny, you know, and all of that. Yeah, they were all making money. But I was going to go back because I have some stuff coming up for the future shows, but not until, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to stay on this new agenda for peace under the United Nations, because just like NATO and the United Nations, which you know, this new agenda for peace, you know, just came out this very year, you know, so this is fresh, hot off the presses, you know, that what their occurrences are, and you know, that I want to continue with this stuff because what I try to do here at Revolution Radio is I try to keep bringing this beautified information of, you know, what I'm trying to portray across the airways to show y'all that, I have to inject because I have to, I don't look at it as, let me tell y'all, let me share something with you. It's not so much that I'm objective to many things, but I stand on a solid faith base to where I want people that come and listen to know that there is a beautified way. There is a way known unto man. Okay? There is a beautified way, and we all get there, but it's only when we get you remember they used to have this thing where they'd say the chip off your shoulder, the ego. You see, and that's what a lot of people have. You see, I always told myself, I'd rather have 1 million friends than 1 enemy. Can you imagine? Think about that for a second. A million friends and, you know, and maybe one enemy, you know, but I'd rather have a million friends. It's just some basis to that, you know, because it's only when we come to the knowledge of equilibrium, if you will, the same mindset that we get into with one another. Yeah, we might have some disagreements, but the thing is, if we pan them out and we get ego and the chip off the shoulder and all of that stuff, and we knock all that way out, and we say, okay, well, then we break it down. You know how you have, like if you would have parentheses. You know how you put something in parentheses, all right? And it's like that. It's like that per se. When you have something in parentheses to where, okay, esoterics. You could break it down in esoterics to where you break it down elementary style to where maybe someone, just like the definition in a dictionary, you might have not got the meaning of what someone was. You might have misconstrued the meaning of what somebody, just like the word in a dictionary has many meanings, right? So the way that you were portraying it across to me or others, or I was portraying it to you and or to others, that so the other person or the other party was trying to say or portray or whatever, right? So it might have just been it might have been confused, persuade to the other person or the other party. So you try to break it down in more elementary terms to where the other party could maybe said, oh, okay, I see the way that you were saying it. Because that's why, you know, language is so funny, man. And, you know, in my book, and which is another thing I wanted to really amplify, in my book it says that the tongue can either speak life or it can take life. You see? And in Two Feathers, what I try to do is I try to give you life back, you know? So with that said, I wanted to, like, kind of put something down about what I was trying to portray the other night on the Why Not show, okay? Because, you know, and this is not speaking against Why Not, and shout out to Why Not, that what I was trying to do was I was trying to put across, or because he was trying to portray that they have a million other books, and he's constantly coming with the mindset, right? And I know he's not meaning it in an ugly way, and that's not the way I'm trying to portray it. Hold on. And that's not the way I'm trying to portray it, that ugly mindset of what I'm trying to portray and I'm trying to say, that he said that even you need to challenge your book, you see? And then, okay, what I wanted to amplify was that, you see, there. And when I look at my book, okay, I probably look at it different than other people look at, okay? But people that are in the Christianity world, they know that love that book. You know, they already know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, that's, you know, we're in one accord and one mind. We have a kindred spirit toward one another, okay? A like-mindedness, if you will. And then we all know it as the day of Pentecost, right? When they went into the upper room, they was in one accord and one mind, you know? And that's what it is. You see, there is no contention with people like us because we already know the way we feel about one another. Okay, now, to take in Why Not's perspective of these million other books, you know, that, like he was saying, that I should go read these million other books. But what I wanted to amplify tonight is I wanted to say that I don't need to do, because when you talk about, you know, testing the spirit, that's what I wanted to say. My book tests those other million books. this book that I feel, okay, and this is like not, I'm not saying that this is everyone's beliefs of the Christianity world, stand on that rock, which is that book. And we don't have to, you know, and I mean, I don't denounce, okay, y'all got that word? I don't denounce someone that they go and read some portions of those other million books. I'm not denouncing someone because they find this, find that, or whatever they do. I'm all happy. You know, I clap to what their findings are, you know, and I'm happy for what they find for them. But us in the Christianity world, we feel like we're fulfilled enough that just like the Almighty Yahweh had said that, you know, I'll give you a cup that surpasses like a knowledge. He gives you a knowledge that surpasses all understanding. Okay. And I'll give you a cup that runneth over, you know, and that's what it is, talking about his love. That and what I try to portray is that love, you see? And this is why it's so fulfilling when you come listen and you lend the ear, that you get fulfilled of the information and you can take away something from what I bring, you see? Because it's like something that you're like, damn, I can't wait to hear that dude again. You know, I'm hoping, you know. Because this is how beautiful this thing is. And so what I try to say is, I try, this information that I share, like tonight, I want to share. I do look at it objectively, but I bring it back across as like a sarcasm, you know, to where I'm looking at it as, okay, this is two feathers. I'm looking at it as, okay, they're saying here in this article, right, of this new strategic plan that they want to bring into our reality. But what they're showing, now we're talking, remember, okay, I'm fixing to blow the lid off of this. They remember, I'm sorry, I got to laugh a moment, y'all, because this is how funny this stuff is. They got Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari, that they thinking that, and millions of people follow after these people, right? And to thinking that these people are bringing a better way, and they're not doing so. Because they're not bringing you of it. What is a 15-minute city and all of this stuff, the Green New Deal, and what they're showing us, you see? This is why I say that I have to be objective and, you know, bring this sarcasm to what I'm bringing to you all over the airwaves, that I have to bring this sarcasm and this objectiveness to what they're trying to portray to us, that I could portray it to you in the wake of a sarcasm and objectivity, that that you all can receive it in that way, that you can be in a like-mindedness like me. And you can say, well, that's true. They're not bringing it across like even what Two Feathers is bringing. He's reading from that, the strategic plan, and they're saying it one way. But what Two Feathers is bringing in a way that really needs to be, we all trying to get to this better way. And these people are telling us that they're bringing it in this way, but they're not really, because they're all funding under the United Nations and NATO, right? They're all funding this stuff under the strategic plan, and they're showing us a different light of bringing brand new Abrams tanks over there to Ukraine, and they're all funding it. And you can't deny it, because they all westernized countries. And then, now they do have some of these easternized countries and these other countries, and now we're hearing in the wake of the BRICS, you know, and what they're doing with the new petrodollar and all of this stuff, and people, you see? And it's only until, you know, United States and these westernized countries, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all don't want this better new world. And I ain't talking about no Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab type of world. I'm talking about whatever world that brings a beautified world to where we all are getting somewhere, and they're not using our tax dollars, giving the tax dollars back to the freaking working class. That's what I'm talking about. And until they do that, you know what? What did I bring just a couple weeks ago? A crossroad. Huh? I brought that pretty little crossroad that Two Feathers ain't even on. Or I'm not on. Right? I'm not even on it. And I hope that you all aren't on it either. You know? And this is what they're doing. You see? And they're at the crossroad. They got to figure this stuff out. Maybe they ought to come listen to Revolution Radio. But look, they don't want none of this good stuff because they might learn something. But they want to follow after Yuval Harari and freaking Klaus Schwab. They bringing a better way. No, Two Feathers is bringing a better way. If that's the way, I got to, you know, I don't even want to call it puff myself up, you know? But I got to bring it some kind of way because, hey, it needs to be put down like this. And I hope that you all grasp a hold of something in the way that that I put it. You see, I got to find my position of where I was last week. But y'all see how I'm putting it down like that? Yeah, it becomes beautified, huh? Let's see. Oh, it gets beautiful, doesn't it? Yeah, you see? World at a crossroad, huh? Yeah, we at a crossroad, all right, people. I tell you what, I just hope that the crossroad that, this is why my book says that broad it is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many go therein after it, you know? And that's what they're doing. They don't give a damn. They're just going gung-ho. You know, and the way I look at it is, hell, look at when they were burning down the cities and all of that. They still doing that smash and grab and all. Man, people are just out of control, man. It's just like, wow. Just like, when are we going to come to, when are we going to come to this beautification of the conflict? Let's see. I'm trying to find that part. I know what I was. Where was I at? Oh, here it is. Okay, so what I was gonna bounce to the last time I was on the show is rising inequalities within and among nations. Now we can look at and I'm telling y'all, for future shows, I got some good stuff coming up in the future shows. And I might even bring it to with Sergeant Miller and I on some future shows. I may invite Miss Pack across the pond. Shout out to Miss Pack, who holds it down with some of the shows. And the barking dogs in the back, who love her very much. But she's a nice lady. Shout out to the friends in over there in Australia. But we have many inequalities, you know, whether it be here in the United States. And I don't know what inequalities they're speaking about. But I know one thing, and until we raise the standards of living, you know, and more and more people, that means one here, a few over there, you know, people awaken themselves of the inequalities, and you wind up not getting these better health qualities from people. You don't get these better ways of housing. You know, you get these rundown inner cities and all of that. You don't get to a better place as a state, you know, county, or inner cities, or anywhere like that, right? You're never going to get to a better quality of, you know, I just wonder, even, just like Sergeant Miller, shout out to Sergeant Miller, that he was saying that these people go 5 miles down from their gated communities, and they're in the ghetto, you know? And that's the point I'm trying to portray, that, you know, you speak about inequality, you know? Imagine that, living in a beautified gated community, and then you go into, like, let's say you want to go to a certain parts house or something, or a tool warehouse or something, and you go down the road, but you got to go 5 miles, and then you wind up realizing you're in the ghetto, and you still got to go an extra mile, which puts you back out of the ghetto on the beautified part of the you know, to get to the other portion of the city, you know, which looks nice and built up and all of that. But I wonder if they take in the fact of, you know, that they went through the ghetto, you know, to get there, you know. Wonder if they look and take that in, you know. How many times do you got to cross the ghetto, you know, before you realize that this is not working, huh? This is not working. I saw a little video a while ago, this guy walking down the sidewalk, and this homeless guy sitting there, looked like he was trying to put a little cup of soup or something together. You know, might have had some, he was about to mix it up or something, he had set it down, and he must have put some water in it or something. And this guy come walking up with his girlfriend, and he decided he gonna kick his little cup of soup. And the little girl, there was a little girl come running up. I don't know if she saw that, but the old man was about to pick that soup up and put it back in that little cup. It was like a little paper cup. And the little girl come, and she went to go hand him, like, I don't know what the heck that was. It was some bread or something. And then the mama come running because she didn't know what was going on with her daughter. She thought her daughter was running off or something. The little homeless guy might have grabbed her or something, but it wasn't. To her notability, the little girl was handing whatever she had in her hand to eat to the homeless guy. And then the mama all of a sudden pulls out an apple. Then she pulls out something else. And then she pulls out some money. And the guy wanted to turn the money down, the homeless guy. She told him, no, you know, just take it. Take the money, you know. And the guy's going to be able to eat for that day, and gave him some money, an old man, you know. And that's what it is. You know, it's just like, how many times do you got to keep kicking over the projects or the, you know, the ghetto or the homeless people? Or, you know, how many times you got to keep tripping over until you see the inequalities of life? You know, people struggling paycheck to paycheck. Hey, what did we learn the other night? Huh? What did we learn the other night of Oprah and The Rock? Huh? Wanting to get the people to donate to their cause, huh? Their charity, huh? Of this thing that went on over there, huh? Coming to ask people, and his sister now is becoming popular on TikTok. She said, you know, how dare them to come and ask us working class people? And I seen a brother too that put it down. You know, asking people that live in paycheck to paycheck to come for give to their cause. What they going to do with the money? Pocket it? So no, they're going to use your money to spend on it, and they're going to save their money. And all they put was $5,000, and that was their money. You know? It's just like, people are sickening, man. It's just like, the more and more people that awaken themselves to this cold, harsh reality of what really is going on here. So this is why we have this rise in inequalities within and among nations. So not only our nation, but among nations probably around the world. It says halfway to 2030, the rallying cry. Oh, don't you love that, huh? The rallying cry. Did anybody hear that? The rallying cry of the sustainable development agenda. Oh, look, they got to give it all kind of beautiful names. Huh? They want their sustainable development agendas. I always got to have these agendas. Why not help the people live agenda? You know, give the money back to the working class agenda. Huh? Boy, that two feathers be bringing a beautiful world type of speech, huh? 2030 agenda, rallying cry, the sustainable development agenda, to leave no one behind remains aspirational. With only 12% of the sustainable development goals on track and the rest in jeopardy. Targets under goal 17 don't even know what that is under goal 17 are a litany of unmet commitments. Inequalities in finance, trade, all right? Hell, we can look at that, okay? When you look at inequalities in finance, you know, I heard just the other day that they were talking about not lending to small business. We can look at inequalities in finance. What about individual households of individuals that work for a damn living and sweat equity out here in the damn heat? As hot as heat, and people out here working with the sweat of their brow, and they can't even get no finance, huh? Yeah. But what it said, the inequalities in finance, trade, and we can't even get fair trade. I was thinking about that the other day. You know, they talk about too little, how they said it, too much money. Chasing too little goods, huh? Yeah. You know what? They can brainwash whoever they want into believing, because I heard something else too. But too much money chasing too little goods. Yeah, you know what? That's a damn lie, because if you live in paycheck to paycheck, you ain't got too much money chasing too little goods. Yeah, you know what that means? Chasing too little goods means that you're not able, because Ms. Pack had said it, or somebody, who was that, said you're not able to buy stuff, you know? Somebody had said it. It might have been one of my friends. But said that, you know, money's not, I was one of my painter friends that said that everything is high now. You notice how, like, when you go to the grocery and, try to purchase stuff, everything costs, you know? And that's what it is. You know, you got a little bit of money. Yeah, you can't buy chasing too many good. Yeah, because there's so much stuff on the freaking, that's in the stores that people with that little bit of money, they can't buy the stuff that's there, you know? And now they notice that. They notice that they can keep making this stuff and making. But if nobody's buying it, don't matter. But they know that they got to keep making it, because they need to put out the product, because just in case, you know? I mean, but they still got to have those goods, you know? And then, hey. If they don't want to give us the money that rightfully that we deserve, you know, that we'll just have to do it the best way we know how. You know, what Yuval already said, you'll own nothing and love it. They already give us the formula, huh? Yeah, so we're living that formula. There you go. Targets under goal 17, a litany of unmet commitments, inequalities in finance, trade, technology, and food distribution and security are being entrenched rather than dismantled through a global partnership for development. Income inequality, huh? Between the richest and poorest nations. And I want people to know that, this is where, you know, once again, I have to amplify hold on one second, that I have to amplify that what they try to do is they based on, because if you make minimum wage here in America, what they try to do is they try to base that minimum wage on African wages, okay? So that if they say that they base it on that, then you're rich here in America, you see? That's because, you know, they're trying to bring up all of these. So if they don't have this pro-growth movement that's here in America, that's okay with them. You know, nominal GDP, which we're, you know, buying and selling here in America. But the GDP, they want the offshore the products and have them made over there overseas and shipped back to America, you see? So they can make the most of their profits overseas, you see? But they want that cheap wages to where they can get the most for their bang for their buck, right? So if we don't have that pro-growth movement here, they're trying to bring all these other countries up, which is, I don't see anything wrong with it, but they shouldn't stop growth here in America as well. Which is all, you know, least among us. So income equality between the richest and poorest nations has increased as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and is still higher than inequality within most countries. The relationship between inequality and conflict is non-linear, linear, and indirect. But we know that inequality can lead to conflict when it overlaps with differences in access and opportunities across groups defined around specific identities. Vertical inequalities, those between the rich and poor within a society. So I have to say this right here, that it don't matter where you go, okay, in whatever country you go to. If you're rich, you're rich, okay? It don't matter. And whether you have rich and poor in all countries, in all walks of life. So people can play into that mindset of, you know, just siding. You notice how it said just siding, S-I-D-I-N-G. You know, you can side with the rich all you want, but I was raised very poor, okay? Just like some individuals here at the station was raised very poor. Are poor, you know? So you can side with the you know, with the rich if you like. That's your prerogative. But, and I'm not speaking against rich. I'm not saying that. That's not my intent. But what I'm saying is, if you don't raise the standard of living, you know, and have the poor among you become, because you want, if you got a, let's say, not only an educated populace, but if you got a people who is trying to get off of being poor, or, you know, trying to make a way out of no way, you want to reward that way. You know, whether they might be working, they might be helping the elderly. You know, they might be having their own ways of helping or contributing to society. You know, who are you as a rich and affluent individual or a company / corporation to think that because people are poor that they want to stay poor? You know, they might be contributing into other ways, you know, because they don't know which way these people might be contributing, if they might be poor. You know, hell, my mother was poor, but you know what? She used to iron clothes for a penny a piece of apparel. You know, penny apparel. So in other words, one shirt, one penny. One pair of pants, one penny. She used to do that. That's how my mother worked. Way back when. I'm talking about many years ago. Okay? A penny a piece. That she would, a piece of paper that she used to iron clothes for. You know? But she used to, and she would always encourage me. If there's a will, there's a way. And she would always tell me that. Right? So, I hope that encourages somebody with that little statement. You know? But the thing is that, you know, that we should encourage, you know, not only encourage, we should reward. And that's why you heard me with my opening comments that that we should look at the fact of, you know, we should look at the fact of rewarding and rewarding work, you know, that at the beginning. You know, we should look at that, and we should want to upgrade life, you know, and in the wake of people that are trying to get up off the ground and make a way out of no way, we should always look to reward effort, you know. Not only, you know, just with the words, but I mean, people need money, man. If we're going to live in this this world that we live in, then we should, in this thing with the Ukraine proxy that's occurring, you know, that we're having over there, you know, bring that money back home. But they're not. They're at a crossroad, people. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. So we got those between the rich and the poor, all walks of life, all these different nations. And until people awaken themselves and realize that we all want to get to a better place, you know, because you of the affluent communities, the rich communities, gated communities. Remember, you have to go out 5 miles from your house, and there you go. You reach the ghetto. Oh, that's the music. You're listening to the Two Feathers Show, baby, baby. Come on back and get you some more of this good stuff. Two Feathers sitting, standing by. Come on back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody, to that damn Two Feathers show. Hope you like you listening, what you listening to in your radio. Hey, this information is some good stuff. And you know what trips me out? What amazes me is how, you know, I go and I look at TalkStream Live, and I see these, you know, percentages are probably, you know, toward these other platforms. And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking the whole time. I said, man, people ought to be running to the station, the Revolution Radio. Because you know what? You can sit. If you listen out there and you find yourself bouncing into Revolution Radio and you see, there's a difference. Trust me. Two Feathers is saying this. This is a different station that you will not find one station that's on any platform. Yeah, you want to go listen to politics? You want to go listen to somebody telling you about evil spirits and possession? Welcome it. But you know one damn thing? You won't be receiving some of this good stuff. I guarantee you that. And you know what? You won't even be able to get this beautiful website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. And you know what? While you're over there, check out our archives. Free. Free to the listeners. And you know what? Two Feathers is on a hell of a lot of those archives. I go way, way back, baby, baby. And you know what? It's all good because most of the stuff that I would say, just about everything that I've said on there, has been truthful and meaningful to the heart. You know, because, hey, I want a better world. What can I say? You know? And this is why this station is so beautiful. And the originator, Mr. Nighthawk, right? Mike Ringley himself had put it down and made this station all possible. And it's because of you. And he made it to where you, the listener, can support to this station. You know, 12 years going on, 13 years, all because of listeners. Are you there? Get on over to our Matrix chat room. Get signed up to the Matrix. You get up in there, you see all kind of beautiful hearted people that over there talking about all kinds of things. You don't never know what you might find over there. So, hey, it's all good. Become get on that Patreon circuit. You know what? You wind up becoming signed up to that Patreon. You get to donate to our station every month. You give a one-time donation. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's all good. We invite everyone, whether it be the dogs, the cats, the lizards, it don't matter. All of them need to come listen to Revolution Radio. Where do you find it? www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Get on over there and check it out. So, I was talking about this strategic plan that the United Nations that's so beautifully supposed to be bringing, and we know, okay, for the people that choose not to be asleep, okay, and find themselves not wanting to be taken down to the politic hole, come to find out the United Nations, the NATO countries, all of these people, you see, if I would have been head of this country, I'd have been on the ground. I'd have been on the 5D chessboard with Putin. I don't give a damn. No, you can't come in here as a Khazarian and thinking that you want to do this and do that and try to restructurize a whole beautified country, you know. And the way that I say it, okay, I'm from New Orleans, okay. Let me just say it clear like that. And gaynism is nothing new to me. But, you know, they had their one-time decadence that they used to do downtown Bourbon Street. But I just let you know that Bourbon Street, like for that event, you know, that's like a lot of the adult entertainment that they do, that the gays or whatever, they celebrate that day for their event or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's not an everyday event. That's being allowed, okay? With that said, that mostly they do have gay bars, okay, in New Orleans. Then they keep that stuff within themselves, you know? They don't go to every single bar in New Orleans and try to put their hands on another man's butt that's not gay. That's not the way they play that, you know? Because gay people understand and they get the knowledge of people that are gay or gay, you know, and they know that people, there's not all people that come to New Orleans. People come there for the heritage and the food, right? That's what they come for. And they love that city, you know? So I forgot where I was going with it, but, you know, just to state that, you know, they have their they have their own events of the way that they are, you know, but that doesn't mean that everybody in the New Orleans are gay, you know. I'm just saying, that, like I said, they have their own, you know, within the way they are is the way they are. It's not everybody that's in New Orleans, you know. So I don't know where I was going with it, but maybe it'll come back to me. But it's all good either way. So, but what I'm saying is the United Nations and all of these people the NATO countries and all of these westernized countries. Let's see. It's all coming back to me. But anyway, I was saying that if I was on a 5D chessboard play, that I would have, you know, that, see, it's coming back to me, that these Khazarians. And that's why I was going to say that these Khazarian, these people that want to have their way in the way that they want to do stuff, that, you know, they need to to do whatever they're going to do, if they're going to be gay or whatever they're going to be. But that's not all of us that want to be gay, you know? And they should be just like I have to give one up to Kennedy, right? Robert Kennedy. You know, he was saying that we should be trading with Russia. We shouldn't be at war with Russia. You know, and the man was right. That's what exactly what Two Feathers is saying. That we should, if we want this better way as a world, then, you know, we have to get on a 5D chessboard. You know, we can't be the elephant in the room at all freaking stages of walks of life. This is not the way. And you know what? All of these other countries, I'm going to tell you something. If people fail to see it, if people fail to see of what America is doing, which they're not, because we're finding out under the new BRICS system that's becoming into our play now, the new BRICS system, they're not playing what America is playing, because they're finding out the truality of the way America has been playing all these years. And you see, America hasn't been playing a fair hand. If you go back to the Western days of when the tricksters, they used to hide the ace of clubs, the ace of spades under the table, you know? And they used to shoot you whenever you would be hiding that extra trump card or whatever, right? You did a little trickster card you tried to pull from under the table. You know, they didn't play that. So Kennedy was right. You know, we should be putting our cards on the table and playing a fair hand. And we should be playing a fair deal with Trump. With Putin. You know, but look at, we got the sabotage of the pipelines now and all this other stuff. You see how America plays? It's just not good, folks. So it goes in the same wake of the rich and the poor of society, you know. And until we got to go 6 miles out the city, away from our gated community. So the thing is, though, but we got to go through the 5 miles. We wind up in the freaking ghetto, you know. So until we see the ghetto, you know, you don't get to the other side. Yeah, you're gonna get to the other side. But you still got to go through the ghetto. You see, case in point? Yeah, you see? But they want to keep thinking that Yuval Harari is the way to go and Klaus Schwab is the way to go and the sabotage of pipelines are the way to go. And F-15s, what old Biden said, huh? You got to have F-15s to come against them. You know, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, come on, people, wake up. And you want to go sit and listen to these shows that take you down this political freaking rabbit hole and possessions and all of this, the psychics and all this other stuff that get you to the land of nowhere? And you rather go listen to that instead of listen to someone who makes sense right here at Revolution Radio? So we come back to those between the rich and the poor within the society. Also remain a key challenge and are closely associated with other forms of violence. And now I seen yesterday that, the other day, that they still running in the stores. Now here comes wintertime. You got brothers and sisters run, you know, that smash and grab thing? Running into the stores, going to still grab, now they're grabbing jackets and winter wear and, You see, when you get, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't go to work, but what if they working and they living paycheck to paycheck to put food on the table? And guess what? Oh, we got a BlackRock who owns the real estate in the rental section. And then they're renting from a BlackRock freaking apartment complex where they got to pay the high price of rent. And you know what? They barely able to put food on the damn table after paying the electric bill. So now they stuck with $50 in their freaking wallet to go back and forth to work every freaking week. You don't think they need a coat for their kids? You know? Yeah, they do have some of these fundraisers, like coats for tots or whatever, they and toys for tots and all this for Christmas, and but they do have these little events where they try to, some people try to help out around certain areas or whatever. But what about these cities that maybe people fall on hard time, where they don't, they can't give, like in like the Walmart, or they might not have a Walmart, or in the rural area or whatever. There's different scenarios for different folks, huh? Different strokes for different folks to rule the world, huh? Remember that show, Different Strokes? So you get these people that run in there and they're taking jackets and hats and everything. They said, doggone it, you're not going to give me a decent salary? So I'm working, but you're not giving it to me. Oh, you're sucking it off for yourself. That's right. Then I heard somebody say yesterday that they needed to try to make people even more poor, so that they need to keep raising inflation, raising the prices of things, so people need to be more poor. I'm like, oh, man, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, we had a crossroad. I forgot. Oh, shrinking space for civic participation. Growing grievances and demands for the meaningful engagement of different groups in the political, economic, social, and cultural lives of their societies are increasingly met by states through the imposition of undue restrictions on the human rights of their citizens, and by limiting avenues for participation in protest. Demands for more civic engagement have also been met with physical attacks and the use of force. Of note is the rise in threats, persecution, and acts of violence against women, including those in politics and human rights defenders. Digital tools have created previously inconceivable avenues for civic participation, in particular for young people. The same tools have been used to restrict civic space, however, by disabling the channels available for people to organize themselves, or by tracking or surveilling those who protest. So, yeah, you see, and think about people that protest, why they want to track them. You don't need to track people who protest. You need to look at why they protest, right? Just like they don't want people to have unions in their company. They need to surveil those who protest, huh? Why you need to surveil them, Maybe you should start looking at why they protest, huh? Maybe unfair freaking voting, 2,000 mules, Why they wouldn't let them in the freaking building so they can overlook the vote count, Yeah. Boy, that somehow I just slipped that right in there, huh? Yeah, you got to track the people who are protesting, surveilling the ones that are protesting. The climate emergency. Oh, Lord, here we go. The climate emergency. The uneven suffering created by the effects of climate change ranks among the greatest injustices of the world. And, boy, we just coming to find out about these directed energy weapons, huh? And come with the climate change, Green New Deal, among the greatest injustices of the world. The most vulnerable communities, including in small island development. Speaking of the most vulnerable communities, what's occurring? I'm going to let y'all know something that I heard and saw with my own ears. You know what they're starting to look at? Okay, remember me just got a 5 miles in the ghetto. Yeah, that's like vulnerable cities or whatever, right? Communities. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to give it the name of cities. We'll say communities because that's what it needs to be, upgraded communities. Yeah, they're starting to look at these most vulnerable communities, you know? They're starting to pay a little, kind of lend the eye, if you will. They're going 6 miles out to where they need to go get to the tool center, but they got to go through 5 miles of freaking ghetto, right? Within the 5 mile range, they in the ghetto, you see? So they looking at the injustices of the world. They know that it's the most vulnerable communities, including in small island developing states. The least developed countries and those affected by conflict bear the brunt of a crisis. Yeah, you see? Because 5 miles outside of the gated community is, you know what? They bear the brunt of a crisis. Huh? Every little thing affects them. So you know what? How I go back to the question of how many millions and billions go back to the good old Oprah Winfrey and the Rock. You know? How many millions and billions do you need before? And then here it is. We're going to give them a one-time payment of $700. Go ahead and send that check over there to Ukraine of $1 billion. And we got the earmark for 24 more, 25 more billion coming. Let them know it's coming. It's coming. We want to give the people over there in Maui one-time payment of $700. The people in the project are the most vulnerable communities, huh? One-time payment. We're going to get them to hush up. No, you still wind up with a freaking most vulnerable community, which you're not getting. Until you raise the standard of living, you get no better community than the 5 miles outside of the gated community. You see? That's what your freaking idiot brains don't realize. All they looking for is, they want to say that we bring Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab. You know, we got the better way. No, you don't have the better way. Revolution Radio is the better way. Two feathers is the better way. The least developed countries and those affected by conflict bear the brunt of a crisis. Yeah, see? And that they did not create. And they did not create. Yeah, we don't create the freaking crisis. They do. They keep creating the COVID-19, the variants. They keep creating the different variants, huh? They keep creating the weather manipulation and the microwave freaking tragedies that they're in, the directed energy weapons, shiny new Abrams tanks, huh? But we don't create these crises that they. We're not the ones who create these things, these coercions, where record temperatures, erratic precipitation, and rising sea levels reduce harvest. You see? All of that reduces the harvest. You know? Isn't that a beautiful word when you can have harvest? Bring in the strawberries and the, you know, all of the beautiful fruits and can imagine the world we would be in. And why not had put it, and I got to give him shout out for that, because, you know, he had put it, why not put fruit trees in the parks, you know, where the birds could eat the fallen fruit that runs up, you know, falling out the trees. But you'd have the homeless people could walk around and freaking eat the fruit off the trees. And I heard him mention one time they created these fruit trees that the fruit was sour. But they couldn't even eat it. You know, what kind of thinking is that? Oh, that's a Yuval and freaking Klaus Schwab way. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's not our way. Our way would be the what Why Not speaks of, you know, of putting fruit trees in the park and let the homeless freaking eat. Let people freaking eat. You know, it's just doggone it, man. And people follow after these type of people. You know, it just blows my mind, man. And it should you all as well. And yet they go freaking speaking about evil spirits and putting you to sleep and all this other stuff. I want you to be awake for this. I'm about to have to get out of here again, boy. Look, man, this time I'll be flying, boy. Look, I might can give y'all a few more minutes of this good stuff. But y'all know y'all want to come back and hear this stuff again and again and again. Because you know what? Two Feathers is going to keep bringing it. And you know what? Keep going after your freaking politics and your evil spirit shows. And find out if you find something there. And I guarantee you, every time you come back and listen to Two Feathers, you're going to find something. You're going to find something good. Oh, you sure will. I guarantee it. And you know what? If it's making you angry, that's good. At least I'm getting your attention now. You see? Oh, the least developed countries and those affected by conflict bear the brunt of a crisis. And they did not create, but record temperatures, erratic precipitation, and rising sea level reduced harvest, destroyed critical infrastructure. You see? Isn't that beautiful? I just have to say that right there. Destroys infrastructure and displaced communities. And that's another thing that I wanted to say. About displaced communities. You know what? People of the poor that, you know, that live in these freaking, you know, outside of the gated communities, the ghettos. You know what? When it comes to a tragedy, you know, rich people can run to their little, you know, cellars and where all of their extra food products are. You know, what do you think poor people do? They sit out on wheelchairs out on the interstate. You know, underneath of a bridge, trying to run away from a tragedy. You know, just like in Hurricane Katrina here in New Orleans. Yeah, this is what their getaway is. And I hear the weather people, you need to get to your safe space. Where do you think a freaking poor person gets to a safe space? They don't have a safe space. And we know that they don't care. We get it. We get that they don't care. But not here at Revolution Radio, we do care. You know? This is why you get somebody like old Two Feathers coming to your timeline. Because you know what? I do care. I give a damn. This is why I put it down in the way I put it. Because I do care. And I do give a damn. And I think that everything is, we're so far off the track that you can't even see the train. that's where I am in my timeline. But it's all beautiful. What it said, destroy critical infrastructure in displaced communities. Boy, isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful in my eyesight. It just makes me, it gives, man, y'all don't even want to know what I was about to say. Oh my goodness, man, it just turns me on. Because knowing that there's somebody like a freaking Klaus Schwab and King Charles and all these people, King my ass, you know, he's going to meet the king. He will meet the king one day. He is going to meet the king, the Most High. You know, they all going to meet him, you know, and one day it will come. Did not, what's his name, just pass away the other day, huh? Yeah, they just one after the other, just passing away. And boy, I tell you what, you know, people just fail to see it. They fail, they think they're just going to live forever ever on planet Earth. That's not the case. It's not the case, people. It's all beautiful. in a two feathers world. Oh my goodness, rising sea level reduces the harvest, destroys critical infrastructure, displaces the community. They exacerbate the risk of instability, in particular in situations already affected by conflict. Huh? They exacerbate the risk of instability, in particular of situations already affected by the conflict. You see? They're already affected. So what do you think the poor community, you don't think that they're already affected when they get a great storm that comes through their freaking area? Hell, they were being affected before the storm even got there. Trying to go to work every damn day. How does Tupac say it? If anybody knows Tupac Shakur, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. How the hell do you do that? Huh? Yeah. Sergeant Miller knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, that Pac was putting it down, boy. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Man, come on, people. Wake up. Rising sea levels and shrinking land masses are an existential threat to some island states. They may also create new, unanticipated areas of contestation, leading to new resurgent disputes. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Lost the spot here. Hold on. I hit a bump or something. Hold on. Oh, yeah. That's right. It says, rising sea levels and shrinking land, man. Existential threat to some island state. Okay, they may also create new unanticipated areas of contestation, leading to a new or resurgent disputes related to territorial and maritime claims. Climate policies and green energy transitions can offer avenues for effective peace building and the inclusion of women, indigenous communities. The economically disadvantaged and youth. You see, that's the part that what I'm trying to portray. The economically disadvantaged and also the youth. You know, they can try to, I saw the other day, you know, they're trying to make these future bakers and cooks, these little kids and all this stuff. Let me tell you something. These old people, older people who try to, you know, maybe, you know, at some point they're going to be older. And these kids may be, you know, into their young situation of livelihood. But they don't know, just because they try to make these kids into young bakers, young cooks and all this stuff, they don't know by the time they're old, they might have been, you know, in their private gated communities. Creating these kids and, you know, these, I forget what they call them. They're beyond the Z generation, okay? What they called them? I had it, boomers. They called them Z boomers or something like that. Okay, that's after the Z generation, okay? So they could try to create these younger generations of bakers and cooks. But by the time these jokers get into their early teens, or late teens, 20s, early 20s, whatever, they don't know which way these kids are going to go. These kids might say, man, this junk is for the birds. I'm out of here. You know, might turn to drugs. You don't know what the hell these kids might do. So the wake of my generation being younger than their generation, you see, they ought to try to make the reality of right now, what is now, of a better way You remember me mentioning 5 miles out there, gated community being the ghetto? Yeah, that. They ought to be looking in the wake of how can they make that better. You see? Now. Make the now. Raise the standard of living now. Right? And that's the way they ought to do it. So I'm going to read this last little bit, and I got to jump off of here. Economically disadvantaged and youth. So in my wake of believing in what to think, the economically disadvantaged. That's the way they ought to look at it, straight up, whether they like it or not, you know? And until we come to that realization, then you know what? You're still asleep. You don't deserve to have the truth being brought to you anyway. So it said, however, they can also be destabilizing if not managed properly. Failure to tackle head on the challenges posed by climate change. No. What about economically disadvantaged? Screw the climate change, because we're not the ones that's promoting climate greenhouse gases. They the ones that's doing. Remember that. It's not us that are balancing our checkbooks and what have you, trying to live, this tightness of our own wallets and the way that we tried to live economically in our own household, right? So failure to tackle these head on the challenges posed by climate change and the inequalities it creates through ambitious mitigation, adaptation, and implementation of the loss and damage agenda, hosted by adequate climate finance, will have devastating effects for the planet, as well as development, human rights, and our shared peace-building objectives. There you go. So, y'all come back. Two Feathers is needing to sign off. It is my time. I'm about to bounce up out of here. When we come back, maybe I'll bring some of this to with Sergeant Miller and I on a Cognitive Reality Show on Monday night, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, right after the Noreen Helpan Wild at Heart Show. If y'all want to come have a listen, Lord knows what the hell is going to be going on until then. But next week, whenever I come back, it does say a normative challenge. Yeah, normative challenge. Yet I don't think they know what is normal. Huh? I really don't. I don't think they know what's normal. Because if they did, we would be so more far advanced, so much more advanced of the way that we all need to, where we all need to be. You know? I mean, people are struggling. Whether people want to face the harsh reality. But you know what? They'd rather have the beautification of those nice Abrams tanks and F-15s going to Ukraine. That's how they see it better. Huh? Yeah, that's how they see the better way. Huh? But let's keep going down that way. You know, let's see where it takes us. But you know what? Two Feathers will keep bringing this other way. And y'all keep coming to share with me. And you know what? At least we know we're in this kind of way. And you know what? People can keep on doing what they doing. So you know what? If you liking this kind of information, I have to invite you to our website. Go on over. See? People look how far down the page we go. I don't even see it's on the thing, Talk Stream Live. Hell, we ought to be number one, if you ask me. Maybe I'll pass it up. I don't know. But the thing is, we ought to be number one on the page. You know, but people, you see, that's what it is. People rather be taken down a rabbit hole. And we don't have to be in the sights of, in the wake of, you see, it just seems like to me, if we fall off the ratings, That goes to show you they want to go in the wake of a Yuval Harari, Klaus Schwab. Is the way. This is why people keep falling asleep. They choose to go that way. So you know. He's not here, people. Move in your two feathers. It's bouncing up out of here, baby. Y'all take care. I love y'all. Help out where you can. Help your neighbor. Look out for each other. People, we can do this doggone thing. We want to get to a better world? Come on, check out that. I love y'all. Peace. I'm up out of here.
The large structure of the cosmos, astronomers sometimes say that space is curved, or that the universe is finite but unbounded. Whatever are they talking about? Let's imagine that we are perfectly flat. I mean absolutely flat, and that we live, appropriately enough, in a flat land. A land designed and named by Edwin Abbott, a Shakespearean scholar who lived in Victorian England. Everybody in Flatland is, of course, exceptionally flat. We have squares, circles, triangles, we don't scurry about. We can go into our houses and do our flat business. Now, we have width and length, but no height at all. These little cutouts have some little height, but let's ignore that. Let's imagine that these are absolutely flat. That being the case, we know, as flatlanders, about left, right, and we know about forward, back, but we have never heard of up, down. Let us imagine that into flatland, hovering above it, comes a strange three-dimensional creature which, oddly enough, looks like an apple. And the three-dimensional creature sees an attractive, congenial-looking square, watches it enter its house, and decides in a gesture of interdimensional amity to say hello. Hello, three-dimensional creature. How are you? I am a visitor from the third dimension. Well, the poor square looks around his closed house, sees no one there, and what's more, has witnessed a greeting coming from his inside, a voice from within. He surely is getting a little worried about his sanity. The three-dimensional creature is unhappy about being considered a psychological aberration, and so he descends to actually enter Flatland. Now, a three-dimensional creature exists in Flatland only partially, only a plane, a cross section through him can be seen. So
she travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.